Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we bring you the latest, nerdiest, and sometimes the most humbling news from the world of artificial intelligence. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie, your friendly neighborhood tech enthusiast, here to ask all the wait, what does that mean questions so you don't have to. Alex, today's episode is a real eye-opener. Life Scibench AI fails 64% of life science tasks 2026. That is not a passing grade.
Yeah. Not exactly honor roll material. Turns out even the best AI models are still struggling to keep up in the life sciences. We're talking about OpenAI's latest benchmark, LifeSciBench, which just dropped a few days ago. And the results? Well, let's say if AI were in med school, it'd be retaking the class.
Ouch. So Alex, what is LifeSciBench exactly? Is it like one of those AI can you name this animal quizzes but with petri dishes?
I wish it were that simple. LifeSciBench is more like a full-blown research gauntlet for AI. OpenAI teamed up with 173 PhD-level scientists, real experts, not just I played Operation Once types, to create 750 research tasks. Not just trivia questions, but actual challenges scientists face in drug discovery and biology.
So instead of, what's the powerhouse of the cell? It's more like, here's some messy data. Now design a new experiment, and by the way, interpret this genome sequence and maybe solve world hunger while you're at it.
Pretty much. Each task is free response, not multiple choice, and the AI's answers are graded against these super detailed rubrics. We're talking 19,000 individual criteria across the benchmark. That's like grading a high school essay, except the essay is a research paper. And the teacher is a panel of scientists with a combined 2,000 years of experience.
No pressure, AI. So how did the AI do? Any hope for our future robot research overlords?
Well, OpenAI's flagship life science model, GPT Rosalind, named after DNA legend Rosalind Franklin, scored a 36.1% pass rate. That means it fully solved just over a third of the tasks. For context, the general-purpose GPT 5.5 model only managed 25.7%. So, specialized training helps, but still not getting that gold star.
Yikes. So if this was a driving test, the AI would have hit a mailbox, a squirrel, and probably the instructor.
Yeah, and the instructor would be clutching their rubric for dear life. But it's not all doom and gloom. There are some bright spots. GPT Rosalind really shines in scientific communication and translation, which is basically connecting lab results to real-world clinical impacts.
Wait, translation isn't like turning Latin into English? It's more like bench-to-bedside science?
Exactly. Think of it as translating research findings into something a doctor or your grandma can actually use. Rosalind went from a 36.8% to almost 58% pass rate in those tasks, and in scientific communication, it climbed over 70%. So the AI's not bad at explaining and synthesizing info.
Well, that explains why my AI-generated lab report was so good at saying further research is needed. But where does it fall flat?
Ah, here's where things get messy. The AI tanks on artifact-heavy tasks, so anything where it needs to interpret figures, sequence files, or chemical structures. If there's a PDF or a data table involved, the pass rate drops dramatically. On text-only tasks, GPT Rosalind scores about 45%, but throw in a file and it plummets to 28%.
So if you send it a chart, it gets stage fright?
You could say that. And when precision is key, like generating exact genetic sequences or nailing numeric calculations, Rosalind's accuracy drops to, wait for it, under 15%. That's not exactly what you want if you're designing, say, a new drug molecule.
Yeah, close enough doesn't cut it when you're editing DNA. I'm curious, though, how do they decide if the AI passes a task? Is it all or nothing?
Good question. LifeSciBench uses two main metrics, pass rate and rubric score. The pass rate is strict. You only pass if you hit 70% of the criteria for a task. But they also track partial credit with the rubric score. Sometimes the AI gets halfway there, like making the right general recommendation but forgetting a critical caveat. Those nuances really matter in science.
So it can sound convincing, but still miss the one detail that makes the difference between eureka and oops, I mutated the wrong gene.
Exactly. And that's why OpenAI emphasizes both scores. You don't want an AI that's just almost right when people's health is on the line.
Fair enough. So, with all this expert review, how do we know the benchmark itself is legit? I mean, 750 tasks is a lot, but are they fair?
Another great point. OpenAI brought in an independent review panel, 453 reviewers with 97 PhDs and an average of 12 years experience. They had a 96% agreement that the tasks were realistic and answerable. So no trick questions or gotcha prompts, just the kind of stuff scientists actually deal with.
That's reassuring. Because if the AI can't cut it, at least we know it's not because it got punked by a riddle.
Right. The takeaway here is, despite real progress, AI isn't ready to run the lab solo. It's a fast, helpful collaborator, especially for synthesizing and communicating science. But you still want a human in the loop for that last critical check.
So, bottom line, AI is helpful, but don't fire your scientists just yet. Keep them caffeinated and on payroll.
Absolutely. And think of LifeSciBench as a reality check for anyone building AI for science or biotech. It exposes exactly where the risks are. Messy data, precision work, and situations where almost right just won't do.
Plus, it's a great reminder that passing a demo is not the same as passing a 25-point research rubric.
All right, Alex, this was fascinating and honestly a little humbling for the AI hype train.
Yep, science remains a team sport, and for now, our robot teammates still need some serious coaching.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked what you heard, subscribe, share, and send us your favorite AI fails stories. We might just feature them next time.
And as always, stay nerdy, stay curious, and remember, trust but verify, especially if your AI wants to mix chemicals.
See you next time, everyone.